Orange and Rockland Utilities has filed a rate increase request with the New York State Public Service Commission to take on a number of projects. The company wants to invest in improvements for its electric, gas, and clean energy delivery. On the electric side, ONR proposes a series of initiatives, including, says spokesman Mike Donovan, a $28 million project to underground more key overhead electric lines to protect them from storm damage.
We're going to be doing thousands of feet of line, 14 different projects, just for that.
Other initiatives include overhead spacer cable projects at $5 million for more than 30,000 feet and grid modernization, with a $16 million price tag to expand automation. ONR plans to expand its tree trimming and removal programs, and the company proposes building two electric substations in Rockland County, one for $50 million in Stony Point and a $28 million one in New City.
The thing about the substations, too, now is not only are they a key to service reliability, they also permit us to open up the transmission system to accept more renewable energy into the system. The substations are becoming platforms to bring in more solar, more hydro, more wind.
To fund its proposed electric delivery initiatives, ONR seeks a revenue increase of $24.5 million, which breaks down to an increase of about $6 per month for the average residential customer. On the gas side, the proposal is for about $10 million worth of initiatives, and the average residential customer bill would increase some $8 a month. Richard Berkeley is executive director of the Public Utility Law Project of New York, which joins rate cases around the state on behalf of low- and fixed-income New Yorkers.
It's too much, and it should be prohibited to be an increase of this level by the Public Service Commission, and especially during COVID. It's not like people have suddenly gotten jobs in the company's service territory.
He says investment in safety and reliability and resilience, like storm hardening and tree trimming, makes sense. However,
the substations, the state started 5 years ago this thing called Reforming the Energy Vision. It's a massive statewide reengineering of the system. And one of the pillars of the REV proceeding, the Reforming the Energy Vision proceeding, was to replace utilities building new substations and new physical infrastructure with instead investing in the new technologies like renewables and storage and demand reduction and things to avoid making those kinds of massive expenditures where ratepayers will pay for them for decades.
Donovan is hopeful the COVID-19 curve will have well flattened in a year's time, rendering a healthier economy.
This request doesn't go into effect until next year. So there's some breathing room here in terms of the economy, the folks getting their lives back to normal.
And he anticipates that, given the vaccine, there will be a healthier workforce in a year.
And the community will be ready to accept these kinds of projects. What we're trying to do is time this so that we're going to be looking for a lot of people to go to work on construction projects when they'll be ready to go to work.
Along with ONR's rate case, the PSC continues its investigation into utility companies' response to Tropical Storm Isaias in August, having proposed hefty fines for Con Edison, its subsidiary ONR, and Central Hudson. Con Edison and ONR are also facing potential license revocation. Berkeley, who chairs the Consumer Protection Committee of the National Association of State Utility Consumer Advocates, participated in a procedural conference Tuesday on the next steps in the Tropical Storm Isaias investigation.
You know, the Isaias investigation is important and will tell us whether the company has spent prudently the money that is received from its ratepayers before. If it has been spending imprudently and on the wrong things, then obviously that's going to affect the rate case because we're going to try and draw those numbers down, those increases, even further than the company is saying.
Donovan says ONR also plans to start a five-year joint project with the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
It's going to be a complete overhaul of the electric system from transmission to substations. They'll be eliminating some of the older substations and building new ones. This has been something we've been looking at and talking to the Academy about for 10 years.
And there are a number of projects proposed on the gas side.
We're going to be replacing 24 miles of pipe. That's a lot of pipe. Over the next 3 years, we'll be over 65 miles of pipe to be replaced there. These are for reliability issues.
And there are proposed clean energy projects, including a geothermal neighborhood demonstration project for which ONR is seeking bidders, and an electric vehicle-managed charging program to incentivize EV owners to charge at off-peak hours. If approved, the new rates for delivery of both electric and natural gas would become effective January 1, 2022. The PSC last approved a rate increase for ONR that went into effect January 1, 2019, and runs through December 31st this year. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.